This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Greece's economy is less than a third the size of New York City's, and yet fears that this small republic will disavow its debts have marred the outlook for all of Europe.
The global economy has entered a dangerous new phase. The recovery has weakened considerably, and downside risks have increased sharply. Strong policies are needed both to improve the outlook and to reduce the risks.
That's Oliver Blanchard of the International Monetary Fund. The IMF is looking for cuts and layoffs from the Greek government before they release 8 billion euros so Greece can pay its bills in October.
Turns out Greece may be the thorn in the European lion's paw, and this time there's no magic mouse to pull it out. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 21st.
Greece's god-awful financial crisis is our focus at the beginning of the hour, but let's check the morning's top news. Statehood for the Palestinians, a matter for the United Nations, or face-to-face peace talks between Israel and Palestinian leaders? President Obama prefers face-to-face talks, and he will urge the Palestinians to drop their bid for statehood when he addresses the UN General Assembly later today. The president will also meet today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, as he seeks to get both parties back to those direct peace talks. But U.S. officials concede they probably cannot prevent Abbas from making that formal request to the Security Council for full Palestinian membership. Privately, the president is expected to ask Abbas not to push for a vote in the council, where the U.S. has promised a veto. He wants to give international peacemakers time to produce a statement that would be the basis for resumed Israeli-Palestinian negotiations.
The lawyer for two Americans jailed as spies in Iran says a $1 million bail deal has been approved that clears their release from prison. We'll talk more with a Washington Post reporter in Tehran in a half an hour. A major setback in the effort to get Afghan insurgents to lay down their weapons. The man leading that effort, former president of Afghanistan, Burhanuddin Rabbani, has been assassinated. A suicide attacker with a bomb hidden in his turban posed as a Taliban peace envoy and then killed Rabbani at his home in Kabul. The White House says the killing will have no effect on the pace of pulling U.S. troops home from Afghanistan.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to announce a plan today to help boost the economy. Most economists expect the Fed to shift money out of short-term securities and into longer-term holdings, which could lower Treasury yields further and reduce mortgage rates and other long-term loan interest rates. A powerful typhoon made landfall in Japan this morning. It's expected to pass near Japan's tsunami-ravaged northeastern coast and the still-crippled Fukushima nuclear complex. In India, soldiers managed to reach a hydroelectric plant in the northeastern part of the country where at least 17 people were killed in a series of landslides triggered by powerful earthquakes this week. The 6.9 magnitude quake on Sunday night killed at least 91 people across northeast India, Tibet, and Nepal. Rescue efforts have been hampered by heavy rain and mudslides that blocked roads leading to villages in the remote mountainous region.
Georgia is preparing to execute Troy Davis for the 1989 killing of an off-duty police officer, despite his claim that he's innocent. Davis is scheduled to die by injection at 7 o'clock tonight for the killing of Mark Mafail. Davis's lawyer says he was convicted on testimony largely recanted by witnesses, but yesterday the pardons board rejected his clemency bid. And NASA scientists are tracking a 6-ton satellite that's expected to fall to Earth later this week. It's expected to break up in the atmosphere, but scientists can't say exactly where or when it will hit. For now, they're predicting the earliest it would hit is tomorrow and Saturday at the latest. They put the odds of debris hitting someone at 1 in 3,200. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, but futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,408, the S&P at 1,202, the NASDAQ at 2,590. This morning, we have a preview of today's Senate hearing on Google and whether or not it violates antitrust laws. That company was proud of its do no evil motto. Well, will that motto have to be changed after today's hearing or the outcomes of the hearings? We'll find out. Also, we're going to talk about lunches, student lunches specifically, and whether the demand for healthier food means we're demanding that parents pay more. But first, the latest on the Greek debt crisis and whether or not it could bring down the global economy.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.